Ksivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivos Bavli Daf Kuf Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Samachei Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Almana she'ama i'eshi lazuz mi'beis Bavli, ein ha'yoshim yechunin lo'imala l'chi l'beis Avich, v'anu zan noisach sham, el zan noisach v'nosin la v'dur l'fi kvoida. If a widow said, I don't want to leave the house of my deceased husband, the orphans cannot say, return to your father's house and we will feed you there. Rather, they feed her and give to her living quarters according to her honor. And the Gemara says, "Ksiv, b'meisim chofshi, kiyon t'meis adam nase chofshi min ha-mitzvos." It says in the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Peiches pasuk Vav, "B'meisim chofshi, in death there is freedom. Once a person dies, he becomes free, exempt from mitzvos." This was said regarding a mishnah about using sharpness for shrouds. It's brought here due to the other teachings taught there with this, which are relevant over here. Rebbe Tzibar Shloisha Dvarim B'Shas Petirasei Artoviv Al Manasi Mebesi V'Atis Biduni V'Ayoreis Misha Nitpal Bi B'Chaye Yitapel Bi B'Mesi. Rebbe commanded three things at the time that he passed away. Do not make my widow leave my house. Do not eulogize me in medium-sized cities. And one who dealt with and served me in my lifetime will serve me in my death. Artoviv Al Manasi Mebesi V'Lai Masnifihi Al Mana She'Amma I'ef Shilaziv Mebes Bali. The question is, why did he need to say, do not make my widow leave my house? Does our mission not teach that if a widow said, I do not want to leave the house of my husband, they can't force her? Rabbi Dosa answered that Rebbe commanded, lest they tell her, the Nasi's house is Meshuvah to the Nasi, so the next Nasi can expel her. Rabbi Blaza ben Yosi, Ka'adar Datani, Dora Bebayis, Kashem Shahaisa Dora, Ubala Nosan Medina Hayam, the Mishameshes, Bekle Kesev, Bekle Zav, Kshim Shahis, Mishameshes, Ubala Nosan Medina Hayam, Benezes, Kshim Shahis, and Azonis, Ubala Nosan Medina Hayam. Rabbi Laza ben Yosi answered that it's like a Brisa that taught, she lives in a house like she lived when her husband was overseas, and she uses silver and gold kalim like she did when her husband was overseas, and she's fed like she was when her husband was overseas. Rebbe commanded that they let her stay in his house, even though the halacha does not obligate such an honorable dwelling. Rebbe said, don't eulogize me in medium-sized cities due to arguments about who will eulogize him. In big cities, the chacham of the city will eulogize him. One who dealt with me in my lifetime will deal with me in my death. Rabbi Chanina of Sipoin said this is like Shimon of Ephrat and Yosi of Chafni. Rabbi Chizkiya added, Rabbi commanded also, do not make excess shrouds for me, and my coffin should be punctured to the ground so it's considered I'm buried in the earth. Milsa Amma Basadin Echad Hu Nikva Rabbi. Some say he was buried in one sheet without any shrouds. And his Talmud understood that he wanted this, just that he didn't command, so lest they not obey. The Rebbe Omar Lai Kamar Dabar Nash Azel Hu Ati. It's because Rebbe said that the way a person goes to burial in his shroud is not the way he comes when he's revived, therefore it's wasteful to spend much money on shrouds. Rabban Amrin Kamar Dabar Nash Azel Hu Ati. Rabban say, no, the way a person goes, that's the way he comes. When he's revived, it's Chayas Amesim. Tani b'shem Rabbi Nosson, Ksus ha-yeredes im adam l'shol hi bar imay. Rabbi say, in the name of Rabbi Nosson, said that the garment that descends with a person to the grave, it comes with him when he is revived. My timer. Tithapek ochayme choysem v'yitziyatzfu k'moy avush. What's the source? It's a pasuk in Eri, Perek Lamanches, pasuk Yadalad, that literally means the seal changes like clay and they shall stand like a garment, meaning that the form of man changes in the grave and later he stands in his clothes. And Tulinus Shal Le Rebbe Mao Hadin Dechsev Tisapech Kachayme Chaysan. And Tulinus asked Rebbe, what's the meaning of this pasuk of the seal changes like clay? Amalei Mishuhu Mevi Es Hador Hu Malbishoi. Rebbe answered, the one who revives the generation and transforms physicality with his signet, he will clothe them in clothes that he will create. Obviously, this is all referring to Hashem. Rebbe Yochanan Mefaked Al Bashuni Bodika Lei Chivrin. V'loy uchmin in kamis b'nei tzadikaya, loy navhis v'in kamis b'nei rishaya, loy navhis. The Rechon commanded, when I die, dress me in dull shroud, in brown, but not in white or black. If he will stand, means if I will withstand being be revived among tzaddikim who wear white, I will not be ashamed, like I would be if I were wearing black. If I will stand among Rishayim, I will not be ashamed, as I did not establish myself to be a tzaddik and wear white. Rabbi Yoshe pocket Abashuni Chivrin Chafutin. Rabbi Yoshe commanded, when I die, dress me in white shrouds like my size. Amulei Ma'at Tav Min Rabbeich. Talmidim said, are you better than your Rebbe? Rabbi Yochanan commanded not to be dressed in white, lest you stand amongst the Rishayim. Amulein Ma'ana Bahis Bovdai. Rabbi Yoshe said, am I ashamed of my actions? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Paked Abashuni Chivrin Chafutin Abashuni Damasi Sai Rahavun Misanai. Rabbi Yirmiyahu commanded, when I die, dress me in a white outer garment like my measure, and put shoes on my feet and a stick in my hand, and put me on my side. If Mashiach will come, I'll be ready. The day that Rebbe passed away, people of Sipporin said, anyone who will say that Rebbe died, we will kill him. Bakapar looked out from the window, his head was covered like a mourner, his clothes were torn. He said, Tzadikim and angels were holding the Luchos, the angels overpowered and seized the Luchos. Amulei, Damich Rebbe, the people said, did Rebbe die? Amulein, Asun Amartin. Bakapar said, you said it, not me. Vakarun va'azul kala de karin lagoi pafta. They tore their clothing, everyone is like a relative of the Nasi. The sound of the tearing reached Papasa, which was 3 mil away. Rabbi Nassan, quoting Rabbi Manna, said that miracles occurred on that day. It was Erev Shabbos, and all of the medium cities entered to eulogize him. They stopped 18 times on the way to burial to enable others to join the eulogies, and took him down to Beis Ya'arim. The day extended long enough for everyone to get home and fill a flask of water for Shabbos and light near Shabbos. After the sunset, the rooster crowed, means that it was already morning, just Hashem had delayed sunset almost 12 hours to enable them to properly eulogize Rebbe. Sharyan, Matzikin, Amrin, they began to be pained and said, perhaps we erred about the sun and we were actually Machal Shabbos. A basko, a voice from heaven, came out and said, whoever was not lazy about engaging in the eulogy of Rebbe is informed that he is prepared for the world to come. Except for the launderer, because he used to come in front of Rebbe every day, and just that day he didn't come. Once he heard this, he ascended to the roof and jumped off and died. Abaskal came out and said, even the launderer. Rebbe have a Yosef Leib Zipurin, Shiva Asa Shnin, Vakar Al Garmei, Lechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvai Seishona, Lechi Yehuda Zipurin, Shvai Seishonin, Vamin Goivehan, Avad Talas Seishonin, Chashish Shinui. Rebbe dwelled in Zipurin for 17 years and applied to himself the pasuk about Yaakov Avinu, where it says in Bereishis Mem Zayin Pasuk Chofches that Yaakov lived in Eretz Mitzrayim for 17 years, and he said about himself, Yehuda lived in Zipporin in pain for 17 years because for 13 years he had toothache. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Kol Oysan Shloshes Shana LeMesa Chay Be'Eretz Yisrael LePila Ubo Be'Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Rabun said, in all of those 13 years, no Yoledes, woman who gave birth, died in Eretz Yisrael, and no one miscarried her fetus in Eretz Yisrael. Why did he have toothache? Chazman hava ava chama chad igel misnachchis gav amalei rebi shizvi amalei lekach mansalta. The answer is, once he was passing in the market and saw a calf about to be slaughtered, it cried out and said, Rebbe, save me. He said, you were created for this. V'sofa heich in chamis. At the end, how was he cured? Chamsun hayu katlun chada kan da'achbohin amalein alpunun. The answer is, he saw that people were about to kill a nest of mice. He said, leave them, because it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim Pek, Kuf Mem Hei Pasuk Tes, and his mercy is upon all of his creations. Rebbe have a Invern, Thagin, Bahava Ama, Komad, Yemeli, Barnasha, Anna, Avid, Chutze Masha, Osu, Vikne Beseiro, Vikne Desharoin, Garmon, Umanune. Rebbe was very humble and said that he would do whatever someone told him except for the Chacham, means the Bnei Beseiro did to my ancestor Hillel. They removed themselves from being Nasiim and appointed him. In Salik Rav Huna, Reish Galusa Lahacha, Ana Moisiv Le'enei, Le'el Minei, Dehu Min Yehuda, V'ana Min Binyamin, Dehu Min Dachraya, V'ana Min Nukvasa. If Rav Huna, the Reish Galusa, would come here, I would seat him above me because he is from the tribe of Yehuda and I am from the tribe of Binyamin, paternally. He is from Yehuda from the males, paternally, and I am from Yehuda only from the females, maternally. Chad Zman Al Rabbi Chiya Rabba Legabei Amalei, Ha Rav Huna Lekan, Kaukamu panav shall Rebbe Amalei Aroinai hu Amalei poik chami ma bai lakan. Once Rabbi Chiya Ruba ascended to Rebbe and said, Rav Huna is here. Rebbe's face turned yellow like saffron because he thought that Rabbi Chiya was testing if he would fulfill his words. Rabbi Chiya said, it's his coffin. Rebbe said, go see what the one outside wants here. Nofak v'lein ashkach v'anash v'yada duhu ka'is alui. Rabbi Chiya went out and didn't see anyone. He knew the Rebbe was angry with him for testing him. Avad lay alel gabei telas in yemen. Rav Chiya conducted like one who was rejected and didn't enter to Rebbe for 30 days. Amar Yosi Rabun, kol should say oisan telas in yemen yalef rav minei kol trala de raisa. Yosi Rabun says that in those 30 days, Rav learned from Rav Chiya all of the general rules in the Torah. Vasof telas is reshniya v'tal tifei yemei al eliyahu legabei b'demus Rav Chiya Rabba. Amalei ma mari avid, amalei chadshena meikali, amalei chamili v'chamilei v'yav etzbei eluye elui v'in shamus. At the end of the 13 years and 30 days, Eliyahu came to Rebbe in the guise of Rabbi Chiya Rubba. Eliyahu said, what are you doing? Rebbe said, one tooth is hurting me. He asked him, show it to me, and he showed it to him. He put his finger on it and it healed. Namacha al Rabbi Chiya Rubba legabei amalei ma mari avid hay shineich. Mahi Avida Amalain Minahi Shata Diyahavis Edzbeich Alui in Shamas. The next day, Rav Chiya Rubba came to Rebbe. He asked, my master, what is with your tooth? And he said, from the moment you put your finger on it, it healed. By Sashar Amma Ilachem Chayef Shebeish Jisol, Ilachem Oboish Shebeish Jisol, Amma Loihavina Anna. At that time, Rav Chiya said, woe to you, the birthing women in Eretz Yisol, woe to you, the fetuses in Eretz Yisol, because Rebbe no longer had his afflictions to guard you. It wasn't me. Minahi shata shari Rebbe Avidle Yakar katava alel lebeis vada hava ama yikanef Rabbi Chiya Rubba lefnim mimeni. From then, Rebbe began to show honor to Rabbi Chiya. He knew he must be kadosh because Rabbi Yehoshua came in his appearance. When he came to the Beis Medrash, he said, let Rabbi Chiya Rubba enter before me. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi lefnim mimeni. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi said, should Rabbi Chiya enter before me? Amalei chas v'sham el Rabbi Chiya Rubba lefnim Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi. Lifnai v'lifnim. Rebbe said, heaven forbid, rather Rav Chiya will be in front, and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi will be in front or in front. Rebbe have a masni, shvachid Rav Chiya Rabba, koimi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, chad zman chamse goi foni v'le iskana min koimai, amalei ahanu da'at masni shvachi. Rebbe was telling the praise of Rav Chiya Rabba in front of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. Once Rav Chiya saw Rabbi Yosi in the bathhouse and was not humble to stand for him, Rabbi Yosi said to Rebbe, for him you count praises. Amalei ma avilach, amalei chamsi goi bani v'lei iskana min kumai. Rebbe asked, what did he do to you? And he said, he saw me in the bathhouse, in a part of the bathhouse where one honors chachamim, and was not humble in front of me. Amalei lama avad kain, amalei yaisi olai de'in sachis leyadat v'ahi sha'ata ishgoris inui v'chol sefer tilim agada. Rebbe asked, Rabbi Chiya, why did you do this? And he said, punishment should come upon me if I was not even aware that I was bathing. At the time, I put my eye, in my mind, on the Agada of all Sefer Tehillim. Minahi shata masalei trin talmidin di halchun ime goi sakanta. From that time, Rebbe appointed two talmidin to go with Rabbi Chiya, lest amidst oblivion to what's happening around him, amidst his concentration on Torah, he will come to danger. Rabbi Yasa sam tamnai tzaymin lechamai Rabbi Chiya Rabba ubasufa chama uragzun yadei v'koyen inui. Rabbi Yosef fasted 80 fasts in order to merit seeing Rav Chiya Rabba in a dream. At the end he saw him, and his hands trembled and his eyes weakened. In Tema have a Rabbi Yosef bar Nash Zira, and if perhaps Rabbi Yosef was a small person, as he didn't merit to see Rav Chiya without repercussions, Chad Gadlai after the Lekamed of Yochanan Amalei Chamech Bechamai Durekia Nafal V'Chad Min Talmidech Samichle. And we reject that because a weaver once came to in front of Rabbi Yochanan and said, "I saw in my dream that Shemayim was about to fall, and one of your Talmidim held it up." Amalei Chakim At Le Amalei Min Ana Chamilei Ana Chakim Le V'Ava Kol Talmidei Kumei V'Chakim Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yochanan asked if he knew who the Talmid was. He said, "When I see him, I recognize him." All the Talmidim passed, and he recognized Rabbi Yosef. Rishim Melakish Sam Talaf Masan Soimin Lemechme V'Bechir Roba Olechamtei V'Sofer Shari Mitzta'a. Rabbi Yosef fasted 300 fasts in order to merit seeing Rabbi Yosef in a dream. He didn't see him. At the end, he was pained. Ama ma havaloi boreifa sagin minoi. Rishaki said, "Did he toil and toil more than me, and therefore I don't merit to see him?" Amalei ribet teru b'yisol yosem imcha loyed el adahava goli. His colleague said that he spread Torah throughout Yisrael more than you did. Perhaps this alludes to teaching orphans, so the Torah wouldn't be forgotten. Also, he exiled himself when he came from Babel to Yisrael for the sake of Torah. Amalei ba'analei havinan goli. Rishaki said, "Did I not exile myself for Torah?" Amilei at havisa gali melaf vahu havagali malfa. His colleague Zahn said that you exiled yourself in order to learn Torah, he exiled himself in order to teach Torah. Kadame chavhuna vishgalusa askune lahacha amin in anan yavinle. When Ravhuna the vishgalusa died, they brought his coffin here to Eretz Yisrael. They said, "Where will we bury him?" And it's a different Ravhuna to before. Naave gabi ravchia dahaba min dedhoin amin man alel yavlen tamam. They said, "We'll bury him next to Rav Chiya, because he is from them," means both of them came from Babel. They said, "Who will enter him there? Not everyone merits to enter where Rav Chiya is buried." Am Rav Chagai, Ana Alel Yavle Taman. Rav Chagai said, "I will enter him there." Amile Ila at boy da'at kaval sav at boy meolach meisav taman. His colleague said, "You seek an excuse. You're an old man and you want to enter there, and if you die, you'll be buried there." Amalein Yavun Meshicha Begloi Ve'in Agbe Asun Gaushini. Chagai said, "Tie a rope around my leg. If I delay, you'll take me out." Alva Ashkach Talas Donin Yehuda Beni Achrecha Vein Oid Chizki Beni Achrecha Vein Oid Achrecha Yosef Beni Sol Vein Oid. He entered and found three judging whether or not it's proper for Huna to be buried there. One said, "Yehuda, my son, is after you, Rav Chiya on one side, and no one else deserves to be there." One said, "Chizki, my son, is after you, on the other side, and no one else." And one said, "Yosef ben Yisrael, Avinu, is after you, and no one else." Tala inui nistakla amalei amich apich. Rav Chagai lifted his eyes to look at Rav Chiya and his sons. A voice told him, "Lower your face, don't look, lest you be harmed." Am Rav Chiya Rabba, Yehuda berei nafish l'Rav Huna Yosef lei, v'lai kabla lei meisiv lei. Rav Chiya Rabba said that, "Yehuda, my son, move and make room for Rav Huna." Yehuda moved, but Rav Huna did not accept to sit there. He didn't consider himself worthy. Amrin commanded le kabel eloi meisiv le kain doi asa le paska le olam. They said in Shemayim, since he did not accept to sit there, his seed will never cease. The Yatsan Misham ben Shemayim shana v'nechbalu loy shanav. Rav Chagai was 80 years old when he left, and he lived another 80 years because they falsely suspected he seeks to be buried there. Ksiv un sasanim mitzayim v'kruatani v'kruasam Yaakov kol hein duhu ma'u manki. The Gemara asks the question. It says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Memzayim Pasuk Lamed, that Yaakov asked Yosef, "And you'll carry out Mitzrayim, and you'll bury me in their place of burial." Yaakov could be buried anywhere because he didn't need atonement. What would he lose if he were buried in Mitzrayim? Rav Amar Dvarim Begav, Rishu ben Levi Amar Dvarim Begav, Rechanina Amar Dvarim Begav. Rav said there's a deep matter here, Rishu ben Levi said there's a deep matter here, and Rechanina said there's a deep matter here. Ma'o Dvarim Begav, what's this deep matter? Rishu ben Lokish Amar, Yitzalech Lefnei Hashem Ba'ar Tzachayim, Ha'loi Ein Ar Tzachayim Elad Sur, V'kisorin, V'chavoyseya, Taman, Kula, Taman Shava. Rish Lokish answered by asking a question. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Tes Zayin, Pasuk Tes, "I shall walk before Hashem in the land of the living." This cannot refer to worldly desires, because there are no lands of physical pleasurable life, other means more than Sur, Kisorin, and their colleagues. Yet everything there is satiation, so why in Eretz Yisrael is it dafka called there Eretz HaChayim? Rishim Lokish B'Shem Bar Kapar, Eretz Shem Shemefer HaChayim Tchil Le'Moyf HaMashiach. Rish Lakish, quoting Bar Kapar, said that Eretz Yisrael is a land whose dead are revived first in the days of Mashiach. Ma'atayma, Nois in Neshama La'am Alea. What's the source for this? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Pegman base pasuk Hey, who gives a soul to the people upon it. Me'atu Rabbeinu who of Bavel Hefsidu. The Gemara says, if so, our Rabbeim who are buried in Bavel lose out. Amr b'simai Hakadosh Baruch Hu machlid lifneihem es ha'aretz v'hem misgalgalin k'noidei pekin shemagim le'aretz yisrael nashviseihem imahim. B'simai answered, Hashem will carve out tunnels in the ground in front of them, and they'll roll like flasks. Once they reach Eretz Yisrael, the nefesh is with them, means they are revived. Ma'atayma e'vesi eschem el shesei admas yisrael v'nasati ruchi b'achem chayisim. What's the source? The pasuk in Yechezkel that says in Perek Lamed Zayin, pasuk Yud David, and I will bring them to the land of Yisrael, and I will put my spirit in them and bring them to life. Rebrachia shalu v'chalbei, v'chalbei shalu v'imi, v'imi shalu v'laza, v'laza shalu v'chanina, v'ifta amin v'chanina shalu v'shua, v'afil kugoyin yerovam v'chavirov. Rebrachia asked v'chalbei, and v'chalbei asked v'imi, v'imi asked v'laza, and v'laza asked v'chanina, and some say v'chanina asked v'shua. Is this even for people like Yerovam and his colleagues? Because as a Mishnah teacher, they have no share in the world to come. Amalei gafis v'melech sefer kol arza. V'chanina, or Yeshua answered, quoting the pasuk in Dvarim, chof tes, pasuk chof beis, sulfur and salt have burned up its entire land. And we're going to explain this answer. Amar v'rachia, mahein d'sha'alain l'shaminan min ha'klum. The v'rachia said, what we amarim after our obeyim, we don't hear from this verse anything at all. Makadoin, what do we learn from this verse? Kendin isifer etchisol nase behen midas adin. The answer is, since Eretz was burned, midas adin, strict judgment was fulfilled on them, means they received their punishment and they will be revived. And it's like the opinions that argue with the Mishnah and hold that even the Yisraelim listed there have share in the world to come. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda sheva shanim after Eretz nisifer hadarhu dechsev v'hagavir bris l'rabim shavu echad. The Bible says in the name of Yehuda that Eretz was burned for 7 years. It says in the pasuk in Daniel, Perek Tes, pasuk of them, and he will strengthen a covenant for the princes for 1 week, or 7 days. And here it's referring to 7 days of burning. Also, the bris mentioned with Gafis HaMelech was 7 years. Kusim Sheba Mayu Oisim. What did the Gentiles in Eretz Yisrael do when it was burned? How did they get food? Matlios Haisad Nisrefes. The answer is it was burned sections at a time. There were always places that could be cultivated. We quote the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Perek Chof pasuk Vav, and you, Pashcho, and all those who dwell in your houses shall go into captivity, and you shall come to Bavel, and there you shall die, and there you shall be buried. Rabbi Abba said that Rabbi Chalbe and Rabbi Chama bar Chanina disagreed about this pasuk. One of them said that if he died there in Chutz La'aretz and was buried there, it's like two deaths. If he died there and was buried here, it's like one. The other said the latter is not considered death at all. Baal here atones for death there. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina v'gloi d'varnash inun muvlin yasei kolhen de misboi z'chsir v'im Hashem mi yifateth achav Vayal vayipol v'amos gilad v'yamos b'sich b'isai v'aytaman. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, said that a person's legs take him to where he needs to be. And he quotes from the pasuk in Malachim Aleph Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Chof, and Hashem said, who will entice Achav so that he will go up and fall in Ramos Gilad? He died in his house when he returned to Shomron, not there. The decree was that he fall means be struck in Ramos Gilad, so Hashem needed to entice him to go there. Elicharef v'achya train iskritori d'shloimei chama malach mosa mistakelboin v'chorek v'shinav hama mila v'yavun v'chalala azol v'nesavto min tamon. Elicharef and Achya were the two scribes of Shloimei. Shloimei saw the angel of death gazing at them and gnashing his teeth, means due to the inability to kill them. Shloimei said some words and they were suspended in the air. The angel of death took them from there. Asa gochich kamle kible amalei ahu sha'ata Habas achuch v'shinoi v'kedon askochich. The angel of death came smiling. Shlomo stood opposite him and said, you were gnashing your teeth, and now you smile. Amalei amali v'achmona de yinsev l'alichorof achya min gavor halala v'amrin man yav li elein lahoin de shalachis min savinein v'yav v'libeich The Me'evet Kain began to know that Shlichus Azal Vitapa behind Mintamon. The angel of death said that Hashem told me to take Elichof and Achia from the air. I thought that, well, who will give to me these in the place from which I must take them? And he put in your heart to do so, and to suspend them in the air in order that his Shlichus could be done, and I went and took them from there. Trained by Noid Ruven Bar Istubilion, Tamude de Vichama, Malach Musa, Mistakaboin, Vachavit Bishine. Ama Niglinan Ledroima, Shama, Shagolf, Machapers, Azman Estin, Matamon. The two sons of Ruven Bar Istubilia were Talmidim of Rebbe. Rebbe saw the angel of death gazing at them and gnashing his teeth. He said, they should be exiled to the south, perhaps exile will atone. The angel of death went and took them from there. Ula Nechusa Haba Idmich Tamon Shari Bachi Amile Malech Bachi in Maskunlach. Ula, the descendant, means he often descended to Bavel, was about to die there. He started to cry. They asked him, why are you crying? We will take you to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Amalain Uma Hanaya Isli Va'ana Muvid Margalose Megalise Gava Ara Mesa'avta Vaidami Hapelta Mechek Imoi Lefolta Vechek Nochuya. Ula said, what benefit will I have from burying Eretz Yisrael, and I lose my pearl, means my neshama, in the Tamei land? One who is cast into his mother's lap, dies in Eretz Yisrael, is unlike one who is cast into a stranger's lap, meaning that he dies in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Meir Idmich Vasya Ama Amin Lebnei Ara Di Yisrael Dida Mashich Choyn Ditchoyn Vafilikain Amalain Yavon Asai Agef Yama Tichsiv Hiyo Al Yamim Yisadav Anoroi Shechon Ne'a. When Meir was about to die in Chutz La'aretz, he said to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, say to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, when your Mashiach comes, this will be yours. So even so, he told them, put my coffin on the seashore, it has an aspect of Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, for he founded it upon seas and established it upon rivers. Shiva Yom Heim Sovim Eretz Yisrael, Yama Rabba, Yama Deveria, Yama de Kochboi, Yama de Milcha, Yama de Chilta, Yama de Shilchas, Yama de If. Pamia. Seven seas surround Eretz Yisrael, the great Mediterranean Sea, Yam Tiberia, Yam of Kochboi, the salt means the Dead Sea, the Sea of Kilsa, the Sea of Shilachas, and the Sea of Ifamia. Bahai Yam of the Chametz. The question is, there's an eighth, the Sea of Chametz. Duklitianus Hakva Naarois Vasol. The answer is no. King Duklitianus gathered rivers and made it, if not a sea, from the time of breaches. Ksiv v'nishkefa al pnei ha'ishimon amr Rabbi Chia barba kol mi shehu oile l'ha'ishimon v'var kemin kvar k'tana b'yam tiveria zuhi b'ar shel Miriam. It says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Chof, and it's looking down upon the face of the Yishimon. Rabbi Chia barba said, anyone who ascends ha'ishimon and sees a round rock like a small sifter in the Yom Tiveria, this is the Be'er of Miriam. Am of Yochanan Bar Mara Sharinhu Rabbonon Bahahi Mechavano Kolkeval Tara Mitsiasa Viknishta Atikta to Yisroginin. Yochanan Bar Mara said the Rabbonon estimated it opposite the middle gate of the old base Knesset of Yisroginin. Rabba Bar Karia Rebelaza Havin Metailin Beisterin Ro Aroines Shehin Boris Michutla Tlaritz. Rabba Bar Karia and Rebelaza were strolling in Isterin. They saw coffins coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabba Bar Karia, Rav Laza, Mahar Ilu, Elu, Anikoya Aleihem, Meshite V'Nachalti, V'Nachalasi, Samtem, V'Tayeva, V'Chayechem, V'Tavoru, V'Titamu Es Arutzi, B'Mithaschem. Rabba Bar Karia asked Rav Laza, what does it help for those who died in Chutz La'aretz to be buried over here? I applied to them the Pasuk in Yirmiyah Peret, based Pasuk Zion, and you made my heritage an abomination, that's in your lifetimes, and you came and contaminated my land in your death. Amalei kevin shemagin la'aret ha'yinoidlin gush of amanichim ala roinam zichsev v'chipeh ad masay amay. Rav Laza answered that once they reach the land, they take a clump of earth and put it on their coffin, and quote from the Pasuk in Dron Peg Lama Beis Pasuk Mem Gimel, and appease his land and his people.